The real reason for the invention of the internet.
We're pushing the ultimate frontier here.
Control must be maintained.
TalkZone.com. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Well, welcome back to the show, everyone. We've been talking about pageant message boards, and I know that some of you are still concerned about participating on pageant boards and are looking for a different option or different opportunity to share pageant information. One of the new develops in message boards is to create a NING community, N-I-N-G, NING. And joining me today is Graziella Baratta of Pageant Palace, which is a NING community for pageant contestants. Graziella is Miss United States 2008, Miss, sorry about that, Graziella, and she's been involved with pageants for about 15 years and is the creator of the very first pageant networking site, Pageant Palace, and she holds down three professions. She's a performing artist, image consultant, and graphic and web designer. Graziella, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you, Valerie. I'm so excited to be here.
And we're so thrilled. Graziella is preparing for a very important audition, and she's taking a break during her rehearsal to be with us. Tell us a little bit about how excited you were to be selected as Ms. United States.
It was such a dream come true. Being in Las Vegas, it was actually my first time there. We had so much fun. I made so many good friends that I still keep in touch with now. And actually, the winning moment was very much like Britney's Miss United States. I kind of just stood there and looked around and said, wow, did they just call my name? Did they just say New York? And I was so thrilled and so honored. And from the moment I got home, I just got to work and started booking appearances and getting into creative things like creating Pageant Palace.
It sounds like it was very exciting. And for those of you that want more in pageant, it's www.unitedstatespageant.com. Well, tell us a little bit about Pageant Palace and what your inspiration was.
Well, I was in search for a supportive and fun pageant social network. And in my search, it dawned on me that there weren't any out there. So I created Pageant Palace as a place for not only contestants and title holders, but a place for directors, entertainers, vendors, and fans and the like. And there's just so many exciting features.
Mm-hmm. And Pageant Palace, I'm going to jump in here to make sure people can look at it while we're talking, is www.pageantpalace.ning, N-I-N-G.com. So what is exactly the purpose or goal for you as the founder?
Well, like I said, I was looking for a supportive network that was positive. And I think one of the best features that our network has is the forum area. And as a moderator, I will definitely moderate comments, and we have a little code of conduct at the bottom of Pageant Palace just so that people keep in mind that that there is no bashing and that there is just to be supportive, fun, and informative talk on the forums. And we have other features like groups where you can create a group for your particular pageant or your particular niche in the industry, like pageant crown cases, like you mentioned earlier. And
right.
I think
so. People have to register, is that right?
Yes, they do. It's very simple. It's actually simpler than the huge networking sites like MySpace and Facebook. It's very user friendly, and you can upload your photos as many as you like, and they actually show on the front page of the networking site. So everyone's, all the members' photos actually get scrolled on the front page of the site, which is very nice.
So for those people that are looking to ask questions or share information, this is a very safe place because it's moderated, and people, when they make a post, it links to their forum membership, right?
Yes, it does. It links to their profile. And another fun thing about it is that a member can post their photos from their pageant. They can post their website. They can even put HTML in there, such as videos from YouTube and a lot of fun stuff. You can add different.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I spent a whole lot of time on it.
Yeah, and it looks great. I have to say, if you haven't gone to look at it, everyone should go look. It's www.pageantpalace.ning.com. Tell us a little bit about when you'll be giving up your title. Not that we're looking forward to that, Graziella, but when are you giving it up?
I'm giving it up in July 2009.
So you've still got tons of time, and your platform is Healthy Habits for Life, right?
Yes, Healthy Habits for Life and I Am for Women, which stands for Inspiration and Motivation to Empower Women.
That sounds awesome. Well, we really appreciate your joining us. Good luck with your big audition. We hope to hear wonderful things. To keep track of Graziella and all her wonderful activities, you can visit her personal websites at MsUnitedStates08.com, www.MsUnitedStates.com, MsUnitedStates08.com, or www.GraziellaBarata.com, and, of course, her Ning community, pageantpalace.ning.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Graziella.
Thank you so much, Valerie. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Well, our next guest joining us has another fabulous Ning community. Apparently, Ning communities are on the rise, and we're joined by Liz Fogg Ababan. Liz has been part of the pageant community for the last 5 years as the executive assistant and contestant coordinator for the Mrs. New York America pageant, and it was through this involvement that Liz says she felt a need for a comprehensive website for the pageant community. She has since created a network, which is mypageantplace.ning.com. And she feels that this website allows anyone involved in pageantry to have a safe and positive place to chat and network. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Liz.
Hi, Valerie.
It's so nice to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to develop mypageantplace.ning.com.
Well, it's actually for many of the same reasons that Graziella was just talking about, where, you know, there really isn't anywhere for people involved in the pageant community, whether they're competing or they're directing or even if they're fans, to chat and not worry about what kind of negative feedback they may receive. Excuse me.
And has it been your experience that lots of people are interested in kind of this safe, moderated type community?
Absolutely. I have only been up and running for about a week and a half on Ning, and I already have 108 members.
Oh, my God, you're on a roll.
I am. It's so exciting because I have just received so many inspiring messages from my members where they're thanking me for giving them such a positive place to be able to talk about their love of pageantry, that it's amazing. And they're all telling all of their friends about it. And, you know, some of them have been hesitant to join just because of the experiences that they've had on other message boards.
Right. Sometimes people are gun-shy. I even get people who say, you know, I don't want to have a MySpace account because of all the negative things that have happened with MySpace. So I think people are gun-shy of social networking.
They are. They're very gun-shy, and especially because, I mean, I have some very close friends that have been totally ripped apart by others in the pageant community. And so by having a required login, they have to think before they speak. They can't just speak and not have to worry about any repercussions.
Now, if they create a member profile, they don't necessarily have to create their name, but they have to give an email so that you can track them if they are posting inappropriate posts. Is that right? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. They can use whatever name they choose. I ask that it be a real identifiable name as opposed to just a series of letters. But there are people using their initials, using their title. You know, there are some that are pageant moms. So, you know, they use their kid's name and then mom as their profile name, but they absolutely have to have their email address that only I have access to as the owner of the board. I've also installed additional tracking so that I do have other tracking just in case a problem were to arise, although you certainly hope you never have to use it.
Right, exactly. We all hope that that doesn't have to be used. How would you describe the average member?
To be honest, I don't have an average member. I have pageant moms. I have fans. I have many plus-size pageant queens and contestants and directors. And I also have the Ms., the Mrs., and the Miss contestants that are all a part of it, and national pageant directors that are on there as well.
So you're really finding that it's attracting a very diverse group of pageant people.
Absolutely, because they're really, especially for the plus-size women, there really isn't anywhere safe for them to go and talk about their love of pageantry just the same as any other contestant.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what you feel makes My Pageant Place special as a Ning community.
Well, I would have to say that's my commitment to it.
Well, let's start, first of all, you don't have a lot of the ads that other people do you?
I don't. I have actually taken on the commitment of paying a fee to Ning so that I can remove all of the Google ads and links to Ning so that it's more of a community rather than, oh, I'm being inundated with ads when I go to this page. So I hope that that makes it a little more friendly to those who visit it. We've added a chat room that, as the big pageants are on, I hope that people will enjoy the chat room rather than having to go back and forth on email or Facebook or anything like that. They can actually sit and chat with each other, and it's linked to their profile name.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of wonderful features, which is probably why your membership is growing so quickly. So we congratulate you on that. I've been talking with Liz Fogg Ababon, and I'm hoping I'm saying that name right, Liz.
You are.
And her community is My Pageant Place, www.mypageantplace.ning, N-I-N-G.com. And it's a great new place for people to share information in a positive way. I just want to remind you that whether you are on a pageant message board or a VOI forum or you're on a social networking site, to please post and read wisely. You are on the internet. It is information that's out there for everyone. Don't post something that you're going to regret a week later and it's going to come back to haunt you and cause you to lose your title. Also, I don't think it does anybody any good to post negative things where we're trashing and bashing other people. Not only does it hurt people's feelings, but it creates a negative stereotype. It furthers a negative stereotype that reflects on everyone within the industry. I don't think it's ever a good idea to either sign on to read or post on the message boards when you're angry or upset. If you're angry or upset, go do something else. Eat some chocolate, run out to a movie, do something else. Look on the message boards when you're feeling relaxed and comfortable and able to handle both positive and negative information. Well, that's it for this week's show. I want to remind you to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. Next week's show, I'm going to be featuring pageant makeup artist Kelly Wisniewski and Diane Tucker, Mrs. World 2007, and they'll be talking about perfecting your competitive pageant image. And don't forget to sign up for my free newsletter at www.pageantinterview.com. PageantInterviewCoach.com, I'm all a rush today, PageantInterviewCoach.com, which is full of tips and techniques to help you become an elite contestant. Well, that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Ladies, here's your chance to be a part of the best pageant to compete in. The American Queen Pageant was named the best pageant to compete in for the second year in a row. We're already accepting applications for 2009. In fact, the first state American Queen Pageant will take place in January, so don't delay. The American Queen Pageant has been featured on national TV shows including MTV, Rachel Ray, Good Morning America, and more. This is the pageant that people are talking about. We're the pageant with a mission, and that mission is the prevention of domestic violence through early education. Don't miss out. Just visit AmericanQueenPageant.net or email us today at info@AmericanQueenPageant.net. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You can become an American Queen and make a difference in the fight against domestic violence through the nonprofit organization, the Dash Foundation. Visit AmericanQueenPageant.net today. Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Narita Stefanos, owner of My Crowning Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crowning Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Narita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crowning Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown.